You know, the end of the year was quite depressing because it was the five-year mark. Obviously, it was Christmas, New Year's. The process seemed to have stagnated, and not much happens in D.C. over the holidays. And then, of course, it was holiday season here in January. So I think now, after that lull in activity and that five-year anniversary, people are making an effort on both sides to try to reach a compromise to get both Evan and I home. Obviously, it's a hostage situation, so the Russians want something. That's why they're holding us, and it's up to both sides to compromise and get us home. But I'm positive that there will be a deal reached, and I'm hoping that it will be soon. I'm cautiously optimistic because deals have been discussed before and fallen through. And, the goalposts have been changed, and it's been harder and harder for both sides to come together and reach an agreement. But now that Evan has had his secret trial and is awaiting his sentence, I think it's an indication that after he is sentenced, the Russians will be willing to go through the exchange process.
So I wanted to ask you, why do you feel optimistic about this right now?
Well, it's been 5 years for me. Evan's court process is going through the same motions that mine did. The Russians will want to legitimize his case and add credibility by actually having, a guilty verdict and a sentence provided, as they did with me. In Russia, people don't go to court, to be either proven innocent or guilty. They just go to court to get a sentence. That's the way it works here. So once Evan has a sentence, then the Russians would be open to, trading him and then, trading me with him. The deal that is being worked right now is for the two of us. Unfortunately, it involves an FSB operative sitting in prison in Germany, and the Germans had asked for Navalny in exchange for that person. And then, of course, Navalny was killed in prison. So that complicated issues. But those are the sorts of things the U.S. and Americans and others involved have to work out at their level.
So how do you feel about the president and his team and the White House and, of course, folks in Washington? How do you feel about them now? Because when we spoke in December, you were not feeling very confident that they were doing all they could, the president himself, to get you home.
Yeah, I still don't feel that everything that can be done is being done. I think there's a lot more that could be done. And I think if I was the son of the president or one of the cabinet members, or especially a high-ranking member of Congress, I think more would have been done a long time ago.